are insane. You don't understand the dire danger of the jungle. You'd be better lost in a proverbial hell than in a jungle. It's a source of wildlife, a source of food that all of our people could always eat if you're led by a guide that knows what they're doing. But again, I remind you and I urge upon you, even if you were to get out, the Guyana Defense Force, the police will return you to face our structure and discipline. And again, if you got to Georgetown, you have all kinds of barriers from Guyana authorities releasing you, and you cannot just be released by a passport. You must pass Guyanese release of tax clearance and other clearances. You must have release of the embassy, and now that the embassy is red-faced over someone stealing money off of us, they will report to us also. There is no way you can try to commit treason against this group, to try to betray by leaving this group, until our people are here to safety. The least you can do is to show your respect for that. We want our people to safety. And God damn the likes of you that take any risk, cause us any risk, the contrary. Now, back to work and back to production. Step it up, please. Step it up, please. All units are back in the usual points of surveillance. And again, anyone knowing anything critical, that any negative action or talk from anyone going on the ban, or any person going for other reasons to Georgetown, report to this office so that they will not go at the midnight time this time until they've improved their behavior, or have been confronted about their behavior before they get on board at midnight. Report any negative criticism you hear of any kind, because you are cutting off your own nose to spite your face. It's your throat they're cutting when they're cutting down this place, so keep in mind it is proper to report in a socialist community. Cuba, Free Cuba, has committees of defense of the revolution that report all activities of their neighbors, relatives in every block. We are under the same state of emergency, threatened by mercenaries and by the evil machinations of class enemy number one, Stone, and his fascist conspirators, CIA-backed and oil-backed. We will not tolerate anyone else listening to gossip. We will step up our committees of the defense of the revolution. I'm asking coordinators, Ava, Joyce, so forth, to assign special task force of the Committee of the Defense of the Revolution, working with Tim Jones. Now, I cannot emphasize this enough. It must be implemented immediately so that there will be reporting, listening post in every unit, housing unit, dormitory, because of this kind of foolishness. We were warned by the foreign minister, we have infiltration. The only way they can hurt us is from within. So now the security measures must be taken, and taken immediately, implemented immediately. No questions about it, immediately. Thank you very much. I love you, but I must be stern in the defense of the lives of our children and the safety and protection of getting our people out of that hell of racism that's going to lead to genocide, extermination, concentration camps of our black people, if not earlier, by nuclear war that will murder 212 million of our people in 20 minutes of a nuclear war. For Christ's sakes, don't repeat this kind of mistake again. Again, I remind you, anyone hearing anything negative or knowing or observing anything negative about those going into Georgetown or anyone else in this community, in leadership or any other place in the socialist egalitarian equality of this community, report it to the radio office immediately. You cannot leave this area. It's impossible. Security, it's impossible for you to break that security. You could not survive in the jungle if you were to get there. There's snakes that can make your leg nothing but a mass of open ulceration. Check it in the medical office, and your eyes go blind and to be paralyzed. Snakes that kill within 3 hours or 20 minutes. Crocodiles that devour you in one gulp. Quicksand that swallows you up over your head just beyond East House. You have no business going in the jungle without a guide like myself that has intuition, or Stephen, someone that has that kind of direction. I can take you miles in the jungle, but you dare not venture into the jungle. If you are on your work assignment, you are protected. No snake or tiger has ever ventured here. No one has ever been bitten. Tiger will stand off the edge of the community and look at us. That's a marvelous miracle in itself. And if you were to make it by some slim chance, the authorities, the Guyana Defense Force, the head of the whole armed Navy, an army, Commander Price is a personal friend who gave up a seat for one of our people and Dr. Shack so they could have emergency treatment in Georgetown. They will report. The police will report. Then when you get into Georgetown, the guy on our authorities will report when you have to get your papers, because you can't travel just on a passport alone. And then the embassy will report after this defector who stole thousands of dollars, which we may well retrieve. But we will have no more of this. Anyone not reporting now, you will be held responsible and will go to the new brigade. No question about it. No ifs, or ands, or buts. All crews will be responsible. The supervisors of all crews are to be notified immediately by security. They are responsible for the exact time of the reporting back to work of their people, or they will face the discipline of the entire democracy of this town forum. All people, coordinators, Ava and Joyce, Johnny, Charlie, are to form committees, are the women at least, to form committees with the head of security, Tim Jones Day. They are to head committees of defense of the revolution, people in every block, every cottage, every dormitory, so we can be aware of these renegades of anarchism who have not died out to self-centeredness and egocentrism that could cause us loss of production, pain, and further strain on your father's health, who was only worried about the loss of his sister and what it could mean, slow, torturous death in a jungle.